Good evening, I'm John Yang. Late today, Israel signaled acceptance of key components of the U.S.-backed ceasefire proposal and said only Hamas stands in the way of stopping the fighting in Gaza and the return of Israeli hostages held there. Even as hope grows that an agreement could be finalized next week, Israel carried out airstrikes in Gaza and Lebanon. In southern Lebanon, at least 10 Syrian nationals were killed, as Israel says it targeted a Hezbollah weapons depot. In Gaza, 18 members of the same family died in a strike on a house in a neighboring warehouse. And Gazans are now facing a new threat, polio. One case has been confirmed and more suspected. Polio was eradicated in Gaza 25 years ago, but vaccinations have plunged and sanitation facilities have been destroyed since the war began.
There should be rehabilitation of our clean, safe water resources, solving the problem of the sewage flooding our streets and homes.
Aid groups hope to vaccinate more than 600,000 children in coming weeks, but say at least a seven-day pause in fighting is needed to carry out a mass vaccination plan. Russia is pressing its assault on Ukraine, even as Ukrainian forces push farther into Russian territory. A Russian missile strike destroyed cars and damaged a shopping mall in northeastern Ukraine, injuring at least two people. In Russia, emergency services issued a new wave of evacuations in the Kursk region. Ukraine now claims to hold nearly 500 square miles of Russian territory. Ernesto, now a tropical storm, is slowly moving into open waters after battering Bermuda. It was a Category 1 hurricane when it made landfall on the island early this morning. Tropical storm conditions could persist there until tomorrow. More than three-quarters of Bermuda's residents are without power. Ernesto may brush Newfoundland on Monday, but it's not forecast to have much effect on the United States beyond rough surf on East Coast beaches. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, the app for migrants seeking asylum that isn't always user-friendly, and the shakeup in the nursing home industry as rules about minimum staffing levels take hold.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.